I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer. Today in Mission Network News, it's a look at the good and the bad from a country in Southeast Asia. There are religious freedom violations, but there's also hope. You can be part of that hope. We'll also talk about how you can get started planning for a short-term mission trip. Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. Last week, we talked about the election for governor of Jakarta, Indonesia, that was littered with religiously tinged attacks. The Christian governor running for re-election, Basuki Cahayapurnama, had lost to the Muslim candidate, Anies Baswedan. At the time, Basuki, better known as Ahok, was facing blasphemy charges, but now Jessica Gilbertson with Asian Access says,
they charged him during the course of the campaign, which got dropped the day after he lost the election. They said, we don't find now, we dropped the case.
These religious attacks show the growing influence extremist Muslim groups are gaining in Indonesia. But Gilbertson says the former governor Ahok is still holding to his faith, as she quotes him saying,
I don't care if 1,000 hands trying to take me down because I just need one hand of the Lord to keep me in my place.
Asian Access works with evangelists in Indonesia and they're getting encouraging reports on the growing church.
The conversion rate is really high in Indonesia. We need to really pray for them because they're the one being targeted.
After sharing a story of the challenges faced by Indonesians in Jakarta, it may seem likely that'll be the trend, but it's not all bad news. MNN's Ruth Kramer explains why.
Dodd, I'm in Jakarta this week with Asian Access, celebrating 50 years of ministry vision and growth. I mean, who knew what this ministry would become when it started out as a way to disciple and train Japan's church leaders? Noel Buchetti says it's still going strong.
The immediate exciting stuff going on right now for Asian Access is next week will be, and that's late April of 2017, we have two new countries beginning.
That, plus a creative access country in South Asia, makes 12 nations A2 serves. It's exciting, especially given what they're hearing from the leadership teams.
There seems to be, honestly, some global pendulum swing that is hitting many, many countries in the world toward intolerance, authoritarianism, and outright persecution that is gaining speed. In the last 2 years, it's been marked.
That's true of India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Myanmar, as well as several other creative access nations that they're working with. At the same time, you're seeing pressure increase on Christians. You're also seeing them being equipped to handle it. And that is no coincidence. In the 50 years A2's been serving the body of Christ, they've been laying the groundwork for such a time as this. More on this theme later this week. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Jakarta.
And yesterday we discussed what short-term missions looks like, but what does it mean to actually go on a trip? Ken Ivins of AMG International says,
the heart of each team is the same. We want you to go, use what gifts God has given you to step alongside of and work with the nationals in reaching their people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
To do that, AMG provides training for churches or other groups that are thinking of going. They can even help out over Skype.
We try to, design the trip around the group, encourage the group to go through the proper training so that when they hit the field, they're not doing more harm than good.
One of AMG's larger programs is in Guatemala. There are over 8,000 children at 30 homes across the country. Still, it doesn't take a plane ticket to get involved in what God is doing.
We're in a variety of different opportunities, and we're sharing the gospel in various different ways. And we just want people to know that you can get involved at the very get-go without going anywhere by praying. You can get involved by giving if you have the financial resources. You can get involved by going.
We'll link you to trips to Uganda, Romania, Guatemala, and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News has a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a free cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Get yours for free when you click the link at missionnews.org. You can also look into One Way's prayer cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.